Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Bullman.
Yep. Welcome to the show, Father Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right.
I'm very happy to give my sharing to through this radio.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay. I am Father Jesus Satyanathan from Tiruchirappalli Diocese, Tamil Nadu, India. I was ordained a priest in 1993 on 1st of May. This is my 25th year of my priesthood. So, I am in a way celebrating my silver jubilee of my priesthood. I was ordained as a priest with the motto, to light the other. I want to dedicate myself, my life to the life of others. Through my service, through my life, I want to be a light to others. And this was my motivation and motto. Ever since I was ordained a priest, I was so much interested and inspired within myself to do something for the poor children in this part of India. Because as a child, I had a very tough time. I did not have anybody to help me. And my parents, who are very illiterate, very poor, they worked hard to raise 5 children. And I didn't get what I wanted as a child. So after became priest, I reflected on my life, on the background of my childhood, and I began to help the orphan poor children. Though I had parents, yet I did not get what I wanted. But now I see so many children who are very poor and orphaned, and I must do something for these children. So I started to work for the poor children ever since I was ordained. But I was looking for a friends to start a trust for the poor children. And in 2001, I started this Hope Trust, means Children Oriented Progressive Education Trust. This was started in 2001 to help the orphan poor children, irrespective of caste and creed. And we have 4 problems in India. The casteism, where people are divided, are suppressed on the basis of caste. And we have communalism, where tension between the religions, Hindu-Muslim, Hindu-Christian, a lot of communalism is going on. And third is poverty. A lot of people are very poor, and many children don't have food to eat and go to school. And fourthly, we have gender disparity. Mostly women are suppressed in the society. So knowing these 4 problems, I started this trust so that our children must think progressively, come with open mind, by surpassing all these problems of this country, and to live as one human family, where the children, the people have mutual respect, mutual love for each other, and live as one human family. And by doing this, I was in a way preaching the word of God indirectly to the children, to these people, that God loves them, Jesus loves them through my ministry, through our life, through our service. And with this game, we support many children. And in 2001, we started with 10 children. Now we are supporting almost 650 children.
Wow.
And we are having almost 25 villages our service. The Bishop of Trichinopoly is so appreciative and like our work, and like our service, and he is always behind our all the ministry. And he has very moral and spiritual support to our ministry. And he is always telling us, we are like frontier missionary in the country of multi-religious society. So we are very happy with our work and we are doing it well. As our work was well known to everybody, and there are many villages, people ask us to start our program. We have three programs in our project. Sponsorship program, where individual child is taken and sponsored fully for the life, for the study, for the medical, for the education, for a better life. And the second program is, we call Arivagam, that's a learning center. In different villages, we start this center for the children whose parents are illiterate and very poor. And these children go to government school. The government schools are very bad in this part of country. The teachers don't come in time. They don't teach well. So children's education is very low. So in this kind of conditions, when the children come back from the school, the parents don't know to help the children. So we adopt these children the evening, 5:30 to 8 o'clock, and we have built a center in 5 villages, and we employ teachers to teach these children to enhance their study and to enhance their behavior. And this is well appreciated by many villages. And our third program is school. 6 years ago, the Bishop of Trichy, Bishop Anthony Duolta, he asked us to take up a school in a remote village called St. Fatima Middle School, because this school is in a remote village and this serves a lot of poor children, but no infrastructure, no facilities, and no priest was willing to work there. So he asked us to take up. And we took up the school, and now we have built all the infrastructures and well-maintained school now. And this school is serving 220 children from 8 villages. And they are very poor, but very good standard education given to them. And now this school stands one of the first among 75 schools in that union. So seeing our work, our ministry, and many villages, many people ask us to start their villages. And because of this, our dedication and commitment, and last June, the school, Nehru Middle School, Muthukulam. This is also very good school, but very poor infrastructure, no toilet, no bathrooms.
Yeah.
Having this kind of conditions, the management, they aren't able to run the school. And they asked us to take up and to run the school, develop the school. And after discussing with our friends, we, in principle, we agreed to take. And we took the school in June. 2017 June, but we knew there's no classrooms, no toilets, but there are 350 children studying in this Nehru Middle School, and there are many more children like to come there, but no school, no classrooms, no toilets. The government is very strong on them, and now the government is very strongly imposing many rules on private and schools, especially Tamil medium schools. So we need to have infrastructure and toilet and classrooms. After knowing this kind of problems, we took up the school. Now we are just maintaining the school, but we don't have enough facilities, infrastructure. Because of this, we applied to our different friends, but very difficult to get a fund for us. So I was thinking whom to approach. Then I got into touch with this older militaries through LinkedIn. And Alexis, the president of older militaries, became interested in our project.
Yeah.
And he was very loving, very kind. And we thought of approaching him. So we applied a project to him. And moreover, this though we are ruled by Hindi party in India, in North India there are many bad elements taking place kind of persecuting Christians. But in South India, in our part, we don't have much, but there are very strict rules imposed on Christian-run schools, Christian-run institutions and services. And slowly they're making it very tight, slowly they're making it very strict, and in a way indirectly discouraging us to have this kind of project, thinking that we are converting Hindus into Christians. But our co-opted aim is not to make Hindus into Christians, but make Hindus to live Christian values. Be a Christian in a sense, not in outside. And this way, in a way, indirectly, we are evangelizing. We are trying to make brotherhood among ourselves, among the neighbors. And our work is well appreciated by all Hindus, all Hindu leaders here. And we don't have any personal problem for our project, but there are very strict rules to run this project. We are trying to adhere to it, by trying to follow it, and trying to make perfect in a way that we be example to other institutions, other people, so that we be the witness to this kind of people. Now, about the school,
what kind of danger?
School.
Yeah.
Pardon? Yeah.
I was wondering what kind of dangers are the children facing from using the ditch for a bathroom?
Yeah, this is since children are going outside for urine to toilet, this brings some illness personally for the children, and this is in a way contaminating the environment. And they get kind of itching or kind of skin disease because of passing urine on the roadside and the ditches. And there's a lot of health issues are there. And moreover, our aim is to love the earth too. We like, because in our Indian conditions, though present government is insisting on Swachh Bharat, clean India, and we are also trying to follow this, because earth is like a mother. So let us care and love the earth, not to dirty it, not to throw the waste, not pass urine in another place. So let us learn to respect the earth and respect the environment and start planting trees. This kind of values we try to teach our children, our centers, our project. So because this we see these children going outside for passing urine toilet, and this is not allowed by the government as a school children. And moreover, we don't have toilets, we send the children outside, and this is not good for the environment, this is not good for the children. A lot of skin disease and some small health issues are coming up among the children. So we applied for the classrooms and toilets, so because it is a big amount, and Alexis agreed to find out first the support for the toilets program. For 350 children,
yep,
we needed 10 toilets each for the girls, 10 toilets each for the boys, and and passing urine section, and water supply and pipe supplies. All this, we need $13,500 together.
Yeah. And when do you expect to start construction?
We are expected to have the toilets by June, because in India we start the new school year in June. So by end of January, if we get this amount, we can finish the work within three and a half months. So by June, this can be ready.
Yeah.
This is our expectations if we get the help, yeah.
And what would the result be if that school was to close? What would happen to the kids if the school would be closed?
This, because now See, in India, especially in Tamil Nadu, the schools have become business, money-making institutions. So a lot of corporates, a lot of private companies starting schools to make money. And to have a better school, to have a good school for the poor children is very rare. And Tamil medium having run by the government is very bad. But the Tamil medium school run by the private people like us, the government is giving a lot of rules, a lot of controlling, indirectly discouraging us to have the school. So to have this school and to face the government, we have to fulfill the government rules. If we don't fulfill the government rules, they slowly, one by one, they shut down, and they ask us to close down the gradual process. And by June, we are supposed to have toilets at least. If we don't have toilets, they will stop the fund for the teacher's salary. Then they will stop the recognition. So they go for one by one steps. They broke it. This is the issue, this is the problem we have now. And we ask the government, we promise the government, by June, the toilets will be ready, by hope. We are trying to get some help from different people. So please bear with us. By June, we will have at least toilets, if not classrooms.
Yeah.
So slowly, if you see our Indian condition, we have become pro-rich than pro-poor. So those who work for the poor, they are in a way disturbed and controlled and given a lot of rules. Is to have an orphanage, to have castles. There are very strict rules which you cannot follow to have this kind of place. But we are trying to serve, in spite of all these restrictions, we are trying to bear witness to Christ. We are trying to teach Christ values indirectly in different ways. And we are trying to have human society, to have better, happy life for the children, for the people. Because children are the future society, children are the life of the future. So if they have healthy education, healthy mind, healthy living, then the society can be better. That's why we are trying our best to have this kind of services for the children in spite of all the problems from the government.
How bad is the persecution there for the Christians?
Persecution as such in this part of India, Tamil Nadu, South India, we don't have much. But North India, we hear a lot of things happening. Different pastors, different priests and nuns, they're disturbed, they're broken, the churches are broken. And they're not allowed free to go in the evening to have mass or to preach, to have the freedom of religion. And a lot of my own friends who are working in Madhya Pradesh, North India, and they send the information to us. But in South India, we are in a way a little bigger number, Christians, not very big. We are 5% in Tamil Nadu. So that way because we have more colleges, schools, and we are able to have some control. But there are, even last month in Trichy, one of the schools run by his sister, they were harassed by Hindu fundamentalists for no reason. So slowly these bad elements are coming here also, but not much compared to North India. This is, I don't know why, because in a way they are afraid. We don't convert directly anybody, but they think we are converting. They make some false allegations that we are converting, and they want to break down our institutions. They want to break down our stop our services. This, in a way, they want to go back to ancient time. They maintain the caste system. Let the poor remain poor, don't disturb them. If you disturb them, they start questioning us. When they start questioning us, a lot of problem comes to the society. And one of the officials told me, if you help these poor people, low caste people, when they're educated, they start questioning us. When they question us, our question is shaken. And you are creating problem for the society, he says, by educating the poor. This is his own selfish motive. And he wants the people, the poor, to remain to poor. Low caste remains low caste and suppress the society. They don't want them to stand and be self-confident or self-respected. But we are trying to build this kind of values among the low caste and among the poor children. Because only by true good education can break this kind of caste barrier, this kind of evils in the society. Good education. Many are educated, And the real character formation is very important. Just qualification is not enough. We like to have qualification plus quality plus change of character, open-minded outlook. And this is very important for the present generations to live happy life in future, respecting other caste, other religion, other people, and because all are human beings in a way. All human beings are created by God, and God loves everybody. And we try to show we love you. We don't bother whether you're which caste, which religion you belong. So that's why we are sponsoring 300 poor children, orphan children. We are sponsoring full sponsor for the medical, education, food, and clothes. And this all 300 children are coming from different caste, different religion. But when they come here, they come and sit as one family together in the same level, which is not happening in other places. Because we want to have this kind of sense of respect for other people, other religion. To create this one, we make an atmosphere in our center. Every weekend, the sponsored children come with the parents in different groups. Every weekend, almost 50 children, 50 parents come. And we conduct seminars. We conduct different talks. We give talks on different issues, like child marriage, like hygienic life, like casteism, communalism. What are the causes behind it? Let them become aware of it. And who is behind all these problems in the society? And this caste or religion doesn't give you food, doesn't give you life. And the politicians use this caste and greed and the religion to divide the society to come to the power. So this is the poor children, poor people must become aware because they are very vulnerable. They give us people, the politicians give some money and they get the vote. They come to power. So because they are very poor, they use their poverty to come to the power by giving some money, some gift, you know. Last government gave free goat, free television for every family to get to the power. So like this, free things they give the family and the poor people, and they get their vote, and they come to power. And this is happening. Because their lack of education, lack of awareness, those problems, they are more suppressed. We try to break these kind of things. When we break these people, when we make them to think, when we make them to reflect, when we make them to stand on their leg, and the rich and the powerful, they are afraid. Oh, this is not good. How to disturb? Then we must do something for Jesus to stop or the restrictions, you know. It's not only happening to me, it's happening to all the people who are doing good work for the poor people. This is happening last 3-4 years in India. But instead of all this, we try our best to be a witness to gospel values, because all the Coptist works, the Coptist functioning on the verse of Jesus in Matthew Gospel 25, chapter 25, verse 45. Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do unto me. And we work on these words, and this is a motivating force behind our work. So let come what may. We keep on doing the good work for the poor, because we are doing to Jesus, we are doing to God. With this faith, we carry out this good work. Yeah.
What else can the listeners do to help?
Hello?
Say again?
I think
my headphones are going back. What else can the people do to help you and the kids?
Yeah. We need help for the construction, and we need individual sponsors. For example, per child, we need per month $20-$30. Per child, we need per month $30 for food, for education, for the dress, and for medical. For this four need, we need this money per month. And we have this sponsors program, and we are supporting 300 children, and only 150 children have sponsors. And other 150 children, we don't have sponsors. If the people are willing to have a sponsorship program, we'll be very happy. Besides supporting the school.
Yeah.
And we also, in the Arivagam, I told you, Arivagam, the learning center, and there are many villages, they find this project is very good for their children because they can go to government schools, but the education is good because of our center. In the evening, we employ qualified teachers to take care of these children in the evening. Not only teaching them children, we also teach the children to behave well, to change the character, to have love for the parents, to have love for the country, to have love for this, the neighbors and the caste system. All these issues we address to children and they become our repeat because this, and there are many villages, they ask this project to start Arivagam Learning Center in every village. But we are trying to build one by one slowly. Now we have 5 centers, 4 we have built it, and 1 we are going to build it in a village where 50 children benefit from it. And the learning center, there are 350 children benefit from this center. Every center has at least 80 children, 90 children, 75 children, 65 children, and 40 children, and 50 children. No? So many children benefit from this center. And we have 19 teachers employed in the evening. They teach 5:30 to 8 o'clock in their respective centers, and they take care of them, and we visit them every evening to see this center, to see these children. So we have personal touch with the parents, personal touch with the children. But in a way, many appreciate our project because we are very unique and we are open. And God is blessing us through various ways. We are very, very happy with this project. The people want us to help. The main, first help is we need for the school, near the middle school. We need 8 classrooms, 1 office room for the children, and we need toilets for the 350 children. Because the present building is very bad, it can break down anything. And the children are sitting together, all 3 classes sitting together without separation. You can see the photo I sent, photo 2, like this. All the children are sitting together, 3 classes in the same hall without separation, because only small hall. And how they can teachers can teach, how the children can behave, how they can listen to each other. And this is a condition for the children to learn, and there's very lot of problems in the school. Yeah.
Wow. All right. And thank you for coming on, and may we have your blessing, Father.
Oh, yeah, I'm very happy to say a prayer for you all, for the people of America, for the children of America, and on behalf of all the children, all the trust members, we acknowledge your support, we acknowledge your help, and we thank you for listening to us. We thank you for, we hope and pray that some of you may be inspired by my sharing, that you became part of a COPE family, Children-Oriented Progressive Family. It's a friendship project, and you, dear friends, can join us to join this big project and support us so that we can do many more services for the poor children. So at last, yes. I like to thank God for the gift of yourself. So may the Almighty God bless you and bless all of you, all the children, all the people, and all the volunteers, all the military friends, for the generosity, for the goodwill. That God bless them, bless the families, bless the friends, and bless all your effort, that many more people may touch. Any more people may come to Jesus through you and through your help. So God bless you, Balman. God bless you, Alexis. And God bless all the friends of all the militaries.
Thank you, Father. God bless you, too.
Thank you, Balman. Thank you so much.
Yep.
You are called Balman? How are you called?
You can call me Andrew.
Angel. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get you.
Yeah. Oh, before we go, how do people sponsor a child?
People can sponsor a child if they want. That's another question, another problem we have. We don't get any, this is the first time I am appealing to people of America, and this is the first time I am looking for help from our states. So I don't know what is the formality to send money to my bank account. We have legal trust, we have legal account, and people who are interested to support children, they can send to our legal bank account. But
okay,
if they want to sponsor a child, I send a child photo and child biodata, and we send child, we send a letter every 3 months to the sponsors, and we send what happens to the project, what happens to the children, we have what happens with our all the activities of the trust, and it's kind of they become part of a co-family, and we send every 3 months letters to the friends who sponsor the child. And when they are most welcome to visit us, to be with the children. When they come, we can see the child family, villages. And I invite all the friends who support us to come and visit us. Because when they come to visit us, they are more inspired, they are more edified at what we are doing. And in a way, we get more help than now. That's why we always invite the friends to come to stay and visit us. Because this is all what transparent project, the friendship project. Let us sit together for the welfare of the poor children. Let us bear witness to Christ together. That's why.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, okay, thank you, my man.
Yeah. All right, folks. Please help us out here with Father Jesus' project.
Yeah.
And you can donate to the toilet fund. We have it posted on the Order Militaris website. It's at, let's see here, ordo-militaris.us/news. And it is the top page story, these poor children, Catholic children of India need bathrooms. And you can find it there. You can make a donation at the bottom of the page. All right, I think we'll close down the program. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for
thank
calling
you.
In.
Thank you, my man. Thank you. We have a website. One of the friends in America, they created a new website for us. If you want, I can give you the website address.
Okay.
It's a new, yes, created a website for us. The www.coptrust.org.
Okay.
Coptrust.org. www.coptrust.org.
All right. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you.
Yep.
God bless you.
God bless.
See you. Welcome. Welcome to India. Welcome to India. Welcome to our place. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, folks, we're calling it early morning. So once again, go to ordo-militaris.us/news and be the top page story. These poor Catholic children of India need bathrooms. Click the blue link to read more, read the story, see the photos. You can read the letters by Father Jesu and the bishop. And at the very bottom, make a generous donation. Thank you. God bless. Dave Fulton.